Here's a really specific question that is part of the debate over civilian casualties. What legal protections do hospitals have during wartime? NPR's Greg Myrie has our story from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli military says Hamas operates in tunnels and compounds beneath Gaza's hospitals in the hope this will spare the militant group from attack.
Hamas is cynically using hospitals as a shield for its underground terror complex.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari is a spokesman for the Israeli military, which has surrounded several Gaza hospitals. But Wissam Ahmed, with the Palestinian human rights group Al-Haq, says hospitals must be off limits.
Hospitals have specific protections under international law, and there should be the utmost care to protect those facilities.
In the overall war, more than 11,000 people have been killed in Gaza, mostly civilians, according to Palestinian officials. Israel argues it can't avoid civilian casualties because Hamas embeds itself in Gaza's most populated neighborhoods. Nina Sharvit Baruch served in Israel's army as a top legal advisor. She says for Hamas, this approach is a
win-win strategy because either Israel refrains from attacking or Israel does attack this military infrastructure, civilians get killed, and the whole world puts pressure on Israel.
But Sari Bashi of Human Rights Watch says Israel is unleashing massive firepower and knows the outcome.
The Israeli military has been launching explosive weapons in densely crowded city blocks, causing tremendous civilian harm. That's predictable.
So what do the laws of war say about hospitals? The Geneva Conventions of 1949 give hospitals special protections and say they must never be attacked. However, this shield is not absolute. If combatants like Hamas launch an attack from a hospital, the facility can then become a military target, though not immediately. Legal scholars stress that the other side, in this case Israel, must give the hospital a warning and time to see if the attacks stop. And any retaliation must be proportionate. A lone gunman firing from a hospital doesn't give an army the right to destroy the entire building and harm large numbers of civilians. Again, Sari Bashi.
I am particularly worried about the risk of indiscriminate attacks because of the way the Israeli military is waging this war.
The former military lawyer, Sharvit Baruch, spent years working with Israeli commanders as they compiled target lists. She said she could veto a planned attack as legally problematic, though this could be appealed up the chain of command. She acknowledges times when Israel might act within the letter of the law, yet harms itself in the court of international public opinion.
You see this devastation in Gaza, the heartbreaks, and there's immediately a sense that, you know, Israel is using too much force. This can't be legal.
Many hospitals in Gaza have suffered damage, and Israel acknowledged a recent airstrike just outside Shifa Hospital in Gaza City that killed 13 people. Israel said Hamas fighters were trying to slip away in ambulances. Sari Bashi says Human Rights Watch is investigating, noting Israel said the Hamas fighters were fleeing, not attacking.
These are the kinds of rules that all the nations in the world have agreed to. And even on its own statements, the Israeli military is not accepting those rules of the game.
The same rules also apply to Hamas, which makes no pretense of observing them. Hamas has always targeted civilians, as in its October 7th massacre in Israel. The group holds more than 200 hostages and fires rockets daily at Israeli cities. Sharvit Baruch puts it this way.
How can we eliminate the threat of Hamas and spare civilians in the Gaza Strip?
Neither Israel nor its critics, she says, has a good answer. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Tel Aviv.